This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Trump administration has been attempting to cut back, even terminate, billions of dollars of funding for environmental projects, and plans are underway to fire more than 1,000 scientists and staff at the EPA. EPA employees taking to the streets in Center City to protest any potential cuts to draw attention to their work. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more on their story.
About 200 EPA workers and supporters participated in a walk around City Hall.
We do a lot of important work at the EPA in terms of helping to keep water clean, keep the earth clean, keep our communities healthy and safe. And under the threat of funding cuts, we worry that this important work that we do could be lost.
That's Izzy Castiglione, an environmental scientist at the EPA.
We have scientists who support people throughout this process of assessing that pollution and then cleaning it up. And then those communities are able to use that land to return it to something useful that they want to see there.
Reuben Wade joined the walk. He's retired now, but he served in the Army Corps of Engineers.
I've worked in the past on Superfund sites and technical support and management support as work we did in conjunction with the EPA. So the reason I'm here is to support the environment generally. We only have one world and we got to take care of it.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.